of Hayomid Bayes, the bottom. The Tanya. Bayes, Sheesh Bo Sefer Torah Tfilin. That's the Girsa we have. Room where a Sefer Torah is or Tfilin. We'll see there's another Girsa that doesn't have a Girsa of Sefer Torah, just Tfilin. Also, Shamash Bo Samita. You're not allowed to have relations there. Achiyotziyim, unless you get them out of the room. Oshianichen Kli Besoch Kli. Or you put them into two vessels, kli besoch kli. Omer Abaya, lo shonu ela bekli she'eino kelyon. That has to be that the kli isn't specifically made for that thing. Then why have a bekli shu kelyon? But if it's a kli that's made specific for that tefillin zekel, it's made specifically for the tefillin. Afilu asora money kechad money dum. And even 10 are like one. Now we'll go over this and see what it means. Well, let's get the simple meaning. Omar Rava, glima kamatra kikli besoch kli dam. The way Rashi learns is a kamatra is like a closet or a box with a lot of compartments in it, and you put a sheet over the closet. So that's like a kli besoch kli. You don't need mamish. A kli, something as a shame kli, even a covering, two coverings is enough. Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah, Tzorich Lasos Lamechitza, Asor. Sefer Torah, the simple meaning is that a Sefer Torah doesn't help kli besol kli. You need mamash mechitza. Marzutra ikla lebe ravashi, chazi leduchte demar baravashi, demonach be Sefer Torah, v'ovid le mechitza asor. So Marzutra went to Ravashi's home and he saw that in his room, his bedroom, he had a Sefer Torah, and he made a mechitza between the Sefer Torah and his bed. Omar Lei, Kaman, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says that you can't have relations unless you have, by Sefer Torah, unless you have a mechitza. Omar Lei, Kaman, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say that a mechitza is good enough to less lay day sacharina? So if you don't have another place to put the Sefer Torah, then a mechitza suffices. Marho isle beisa, you have another room. Put the Sefer Torah out of your room. Don't keep it in the bedroom with a mechitza. Put it in a different room. Omer lei lava datoi. I didn't think about that. Enochinami. Okay, let's see Rashi, and then we'll see what's here, and then we'll go on. Afilu asora mani, the kulan kelyon, kichad mani dami. Any kli that's meyuchad for the tefillin, so that's as many as you have, it doesn't make a difference. They're all considered like one. So you need at least one kli that is miyuchad, plus another kli that's not miyuchad. That's called kli besol kli, at least according to Rashi. Akamatra argas shel svarim, like a bookcase. Over megila kimatre de safri. V'chein tirgim yonason, v'ginze baromim, almin, de zahirin, machtim de kamatrin. V'chein lashira malsecha. Malsecha is like a place where you check the coats, a coat check room. Right, you have little boxes to keep the things in. The targum is kamatra. But Rav Haigon says a kamatra is a tefillin zekel. It's a box or a sack that's made specifically for tefillin. Kli besoch kli dami, the haglima lav kelyanu. Right, he put a beged on top of this box. That's considered two kelim. Mechitza asara v'imlav lo yishamish. If you don't have a mechitza, 10 tfachim high mechitza, you can't have relations in a room where there's a Sefer Torah. L'duchte v'mokom itaso, lav adatoi, lo nasati libi. Right, I didn't take it into consideration. You're right, I should have taken the Sefer Torah out of the room. Okay, so now let's see what... first of all, we have the girsa, bayish yesh bo Sefer Torah o tefillin. That you have to put it kli besoch kli, either take it out or put it kli besoch kli, which seems to imply that even by a Sefer Torah, what's it called, a kli besoch kli helps. The Gemara over here says you need a mechitza. That's why you don't have a kli besoch kli. Not everybody has kelim available big enough to put a Sefer Torah in. So when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said you don't have kelim, then you have to have a mechitza. But not that a mechitza is the only thing that helps. Kli besoch kli also helps. But usually you don't have kelim big enough to put a Sefer Torah in. And that's how the Rach and the Rav Yo and the Rambam hold, that if you put a Sefer Torah, kli besoch kli, it also helps. The Ravid doesn't have the girsa here of what's it called Sefer Torah. He just has Bayesh Yesh Bo Tefillin, does not go to Sefer Torah, and he holds that Rabbi Shua ben Levi, when he says Yinir Mechitza, means Dafka Mechitza. And Kli B'Soch Kli only helps for Tefillin, it won't help for a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah has to Dafka be a Mechitza. And the Ra'ah, the Rosh, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, even though they have the girsa like we have, that Sheyesh Bo Sefer Torah Tefillin, right, that only is also the Shamish Mitosa, Achiyotziyah. That part goes on both the Tefillin and the Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to have relations unless you get them out of the room. And the part that says Kli B'Soch Kli only goes on Tefillin and not on Sefer Torah. So most Rishonim hold that Kli B'Soch Kli does not help for a Sefer Torah, only a Mechitza. And that's Taka how the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that for a Sefer Torah it doesn't help Kli B'Soch Kli, it only helps a Mechitza. Now, Kli B'Soch Kli, the three sheet is what that means. Rashi learns that if you have two kelim that are not meyuchad, that's for sure okay. But even if one of the kelim is meyuchad, that counts as one kli, and one of the kelim has to be not meyuchad. But if both of them are meyuchad, then it's only like one kli. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. The Rav Yor says that you only need one kli. You only need one kli. Where if you have a kli that's miyuchad, that doesn't help, and therefore you need one other kli. Because you always need one kli. So a kli that's miyuchad doesn't count at all. It's like it's not there. So if you have a tefillin zekel, that's not considered covering the tefillin. So you need another kli. But if you don't have a tefillin zekel, the other kli is good enough by itself. Kli b'soch kli only means that if you have one kli that's miyuchad, you need another kli. But you didn't need the first kli altogether. So if you only have a kli that's not miyuchad, that's good enough. Okay, that's the Rav Yoh. And the Beis Yosef, and the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is also like that, that you need dafka, that's what's mashma, you need dafka, one kli that's miyuchad, and one kli that's not miyuchad. You can't have two kelim that aren't miyuchad, like Rashi says. Right? You have to have one kli that's miyuchad for the tefillin, and one kli that's not miyuchad. But if you have two kelim that are not miyuchad, that's not good enough. One of them has to be miyuchad, and the other one is not miyuchad. Okay? You can't have both miyuchad, because that's considered like one kli. You can't have both not miyuchad, for whatever reason, there's no svara, because most people hold that's not what the Shulchan Aruch means. The Ramah says, no, even both of them not miyuchad is good enough. So the Be'er Hetiv says that the Ramah is not arguing on the Mechaber. He just explained that you shouldn't make a mistake in the Mechaber to think that you need dafka, one kli that's miyuchad, right? And one that's not, both not miyuchad is also okay. It's just that if both are miyuchad, then it's a problem. So Lamaisa, that's pretty much the halacha, like Rashi, that two that are not miyuchad is for sure okay. One miyuchad and one not miyuchad is also okay, but you need two separate kelim, and both miyuchad is not okay, because that's considered like one kli. Okay, that's pretty much halacha. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, like the Gemara says, you don't need dafka, something that has a din of a kli, but even a covering is good enough, right? And like the Gemara says, if you put your garment, your clothing, over the this kamatra, which is either a tefillin zekel or an aron, right, that's good enough. Therefore, the Meiri holds that the covers of the Sfarim, right, are good enough. Let's get to Sfarim first of all. Tosus over here says that Dafka Sefer Torah needs what's it called a Mechitza, and or a Kli B'Soch Kli, and he says also Chumashim. Chumashim is not what we call Chumashim. Chumashim means separate books, but written on parchment and the Beglila. Right, like a Sefer Torah, except it's not the whole Sefer Torah, it's just a separate book. Those need Kli B'Soch Kli. But Shar Sfarim, other books, right, Gemara is, that are not Chumashim, they only need to be covered with one covering. That's what Tosfos says. The Rosh holds that all Sfarim need Kli B'Soch Kli, and that includes Sifrei Torah Shebal Peh, Gemaras, and printed Sfarim. The Chavis Yoyer says that B'Shas HaTchak, you can be Mekel with printed Sfarim to only need one covering altogether, and not have to have Kli B'Soch Kli. But the Chatchila, all Sfarim, whether they're printed, whether they're Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, need Kli B'Sof Kli. Now, the Meiri holds that the cover of a Sefer, right, counts as one covering. And if you only need one covering, like B'Shas HaTchak, that's good enough. So if the Sefer has a cover on it, right, it's good enough. However, the Prima Godim and the Mishabura Paschim is like that, that the cover of a Sefer is not good. It's bottled for the Sefer. It's part of the Sefer. It would seem from that, therefore, if you have a dust jacket, it's not part of the Sefer. It's not that the Sefer is bound in the cover. That should taka be enough to be considered one cover. So if you have the cover that's connected to the Sefer, that's not considered a cover. That's considered part of the Sefer. But if you have another cover that's not connected to the Sefer over that, right, that's, that should be okay.
But that doesn't cover the whole book.
Well, it does cover the whole book. The jacket around the Sefer. The Mishnah Berurah also says that the cover, one of the covers could be transparent. You have a plastic cover, right, a glass cover, and one has to be not transparent. But if you need two coverings, you need two kalim, one of the kalim could be transparent. Okay, that's pretty much what's here. Let's go on. Okay. Tama yarchik mehem minatzoa arba amos. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Shora, Omar Rav Huna. Lo shonu ela la'achorav. This that arba amos helps is only if the tzoa is behind you. Then, if you walk four amos from it, that's good enough. But if the tzoa is in front of you, marchik mole eno, then it has to be out of view. It has to be far enough that you can't see it. V'chein l'tfila. And the same thing goes, not only for Kriya Shema, but for tfila too. You can't daven, not only within four amas of tzoa, that's only if it's behind you, and there's no more reyach. But if, what's it called, it's in front of you, you can't daven if you can see it. Eini v'omer av rafam bar papa, omer av chizda, omeid adam keneged beis hakisei umispalo. Person is allowed to stand opposite a Beis HaKiseh and daven, meaning that he sees the Beis HaKiseh. Okay? Mara says, Hach ma'eskir Beis HaKiseh shein bo tzoa. He's talking about a Beis HaKiseh where there is no tzoa in the Beis HaKiseh. So then, doesn't have a din of tzoa, you don't have to be marchik kimole eno. Mara says, Eini, Omer of Yosef Bar Chanina, Beis HaKiseh she'omru, afopi she'en bo tzoa, u'beis HaMerchat she'omru, afopi she'en bo adam. Beis HaKiseh in itself has a din of tzoa, since it usually has tzoa there, and it's miyuchad for having tzoa there. Even if l'maisa there's no tzoa, the Beis HaKiseh itself is awesome. Same thing with the Beis HaMerchatz. Even if there's nobody there right now, since it's made to have people naked there, it has a din of something that's awesome to daven. It has a din of tzoa itself. So the chora, what's it called? What difference it make if there's tzoa or not? Is the Beis HaKiseh has a din of tzoa. And if it's you, it's in front of you, the chora shouldn't help to daven there. So why is it okay? Elohocham ha'eskina b'chadati. It's talking, what's it called, about a new Beis HaKiseh, which hasn't been used yet. The homi boya le'le Ravina, the verse says that was a shayla Ravina had, whether a new Beis HaKiseh, which has never been used, but it's been designated for a Beis HaKiseh, if that's also or not. His mino le Beis HaKiseh mahu. Ravina asked this shayla, if you designated something for a Beis HaKiseh, but you haven't used it yet, right? Is that mutarosa? Yei zimun or ein zimun? Right? Is there hazmana? Can you designate something and then it becomes like a Beis HaKiseh? Or do you have to use it once? Where it says, ki kimi boi le ravina le mekem ole le tzluye v'gadei. Ravina's shaila only was if you designate it for a Beis HaKiseh, but never was used, that maybe you can daven inside the Beis HaKiseh. It's not a Beis HaKiseh at all. Never was used or whatever. It's a regular room. But Kenegdo, even Ravina holds that it's not enough Isser to be considered mamish like Tzoa that you can't daven opposite it. Shaila was, can you daven in it? Omar Rava, honey bote kisoi de parsoi, afagav de ispu, Tzoa kistumen dummy. The Persian bote kisos, they used to have a pit that they dug. So normally, a Beis HaKiseh, the pit was down straight. So the Tzoa fell into the pit and it remained there. Here, they had like a tunnel, where as soon as the tzohar went, it rolled, right, out of the area, right, and was covered up completely. So the tzohar never stayed there. It immediately rolled out of the place. So that, what's it called, even if there's tzohar, it's considered covered up completely, because it never remained like a regular one. You could look down, you see the tzohar. Here, there was like a tunnel on an incline, so it rolled away. It was completely covered up. wasn't exposed. So therefore, it's considered like a completely sasum and doesn't have a din of a beis akise, rash. Keneged beis akise, barichu garba amos. You're allowed to daven opposite of beis akise, as long, Rashi says, as you move away 4 amos. But the fact that it's in front of you doesn't make it that you have to be marchik molei enov, right? So it's hard to stira. We said tzohah, if it's in front of you, doesn't help arba amos. And here it says a beis akise in front of you does help. The last paid tzohah, shepinu also. They took out the tzohah, right? They cleaned it out. Where it says beis amerchas, also maharabo. And also a bathhouse, you're not allowed to be maharer in divrei Torah, even if there's nobody there. Just the bathhouse itself is a place that's also because people are always standing there naked. So it's not a place that you're allowed to mahar b'divrei Torah. The parsoi, the chatzira hayu, upihem berichuk min haguma. Right, the parsoyim used to dig tunnels as a beis akise, and the opening was far away from the end of the hole. Vahu b'shipua, and it was on an incline. V'harei mizgalga v'nofa laguma, and the as soon as you went to the bathroom, the tzoa rolled right and fell into this guma, which was far away from the place that was exposed. It wasn't the place that it fell and just remained there. It went on an incline and went away. Okay, see, so it's here over here. Halacha l'maisa beis hakise chadash. Okay. Rashi holds that, the Maisa were machmir, that you have to, a beis akise chadash, right? Like Gemara says, the shaila was only the gabi davening inside of it. But outside, right, is okay, even if you're facing it. Doesn't have the din of Moleina, but does it have the din of Dalaramas? You have to mark at least Dalaramas from it. So Rashi learns that Dalaramas you do need. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, even without Daladamas, the only issue is Taket Mamish inside. But you don't need Daladamas. Rashi learns that you need less than Daladamas is Mamish like being inside. Now, how do we paskin? Right? If you were Mazmin something, you build a new house and you have a bathroom that you never used. So is that bathroom considered a bathroom? The Rambam holds that Legabi Beis Akise has Mona Milsa. And the Ra'ah and the Rosh also hold like that. And the Rive and the Rabbeinu Yonah hold that, and the Rif, that Ein Hasmona. They don't, the Shaila, Ravina Shaila, they pask in the Kula, that it's not considered a bathroom at all, until you use it once. And the Rambam holds that it's considered a bathroom even with Hasmona. Normally we have a Shaila, Hasmona, Milsa, or Lav Milsa. Here, the Chumra, Hasmona is Milsa by a bathroom. Okay, now the Beis Yosef says, that's only where the bathroom doesn't have mechitzas. We're talking about in their time, the bathrooms didn't have mechitzas. They were outside, and they were just walled area where you went to the bathroom. And if it has mechitzas, then you're not being marked at all. If the bathroom has, even though they're the mechitzas of the bathroom itself, right, that's not what it's talking about, and you can daven even facing it. The whole Gemara is talking where there's a bathroom that does not have mechitzas, not what we conjure up, a bathroom or room. It's a a place to go to the bathroom. It's not a room, okay? So, but if it has mechitzas, and he says, even if the mechitzas aren't 10 tefachim high, and the mechitzas are the mechitzas of the bathroom itself, right? On the other side of the mechitzas, the bathroom, you don't have to be marchik at all. And you can daven facing it also. So here, what's it called? Where the memorial plaque is lechara the wall of the bathroom. No, you don't have to be marchik. You can sit right next to it, and you can daven. It's no problem. According to the Beis Yosef, the Bach holds that which the Beis Yosef says, that even a mechitza less than 10 tefachim helps, he argues on that. He says even their bathrooms had some mechitza, had some privacy. Now, they didn't have mechitzas of 10 tefachim. So if you have mechitzas of 10 tefachim, that will help. But a stama mechitza, not 10 tefachim, doesn't help. So we're still okay with the bathroom over here. The mechitzas for 10 tefachim, for sure. Okay. What? Is the what? Okay. We'll see in one second there. The Taz says that even if there are mechitzas, you still have to be marchik arba, what's it called, arba amos. And the Gro and the Taz also paskin like that. The Gro also paskins like that, right? But that's only where the mechitza is directly to the bathroom. But if there's something else, what's it called, on the other side of that mechitza, and then comes the bathroom, then that's for sure not the mechitza of the bathroom. Then you're not being marchik at all. So in most situations, the other side of the wall is not mamish the bathroom. Right? In houses, it could be like that. But here, like you said, on this side, other side of the wall over here, there's another mechitza. And then there's the bathroom. And in most places like that, there's stalls for the bathroom too. So the place where you actually go to the bathroom, it has its own mechitzas around it. So this isn't the mechitza of the place you're going to what's it called, to Lassel Srachov. It's just the room where that is within. So that's another mechitza. That's, oh, then you don't have to, according to that, you don't have to do anything. Okay, what? The, according to the Beis Yosef, yeah. Okay, the Beis Yosef, what's it called? The Beis HaMerchatz, where you're not allowed to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah, even if there's nobody there at the time. So, okay, we'll leave it. We're going to get to, at some point in Shas, to, you know, Beis HaMerchatz, that applies to a mikveh, doesn't apply to a mikveh, that we'll leave for now. Okay, now, Beis HaKeseish of Parsian, the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah say, even in their time, they had bathrooms that were also similar to Beis HaKeseish of Parsian. They didn't have just a hole, and the Tzoa kept, accumulating. It also went away. But they said, but there was a problem, because in their bathrooms, Lamaisa, they always had Meiraglayim. In other words, that was only for Gedolim. But for Ketanim, they used to be, go on the ground, and the Meiraglayim would stay in that place on the ground. For that, they didn't have something that carried the Meiraglayim away. And therefore, they said their Beis HaKiseh has a regular din of a Beis HaKiseh because of the Meiraglayim. Even though the Tzoa was transported from there, the Meiraglayim wasn't. Now, our bathrooms, Lechora, are mamish, like a Beis HaKiseh Shel Parsoim, because the Tzoa is immediately flushed, and so is the Meiraglayim. Nothing remains there. So Lechora, it should be like a Sosum, and you shouldn't have to be Marchik at all, and not only that, but the Beis HaKiseh doesn't have a Dein of a Beis HaKiseh. If there's no Tzoa there, and there's no Meiraglayim, then you should be able to say Divrei Torah, and you should be able to wash in those, it doesn't have a Dein of a Beis HaKiseh. As long as there's no Tzoa and Meiraglayim there at the time. And that's why most poskim hold. Most poskim hold that our bathrooms, since everything is flushed immediately, right, nothing stays there, it doesn't have a din of a Beis HaKiseh, and therefore, even though you should be machmer not to say Divrei Torah there, not to make any brachas there, but you can wash your hands, Netilas Yodayim, for a suda, inside the bathroom, and dry them and make the bracha outside, and that's fine. And that's how we hold. That's Taka the halacha. However, Beis HaMerchatz is because people stand there naked. In our Beis HaMerchatz also people stand there naked. Huh? People don't get flushed in the Beis HaMerchatz. What? You mean that's because it's a Beis HaMerchatz? Yeah, but since it's not, Shiloh, whether that's miyuchat for that, there's also mechitzas usually around the Merchatz. As Beis HaMerchatz, it's not a problem. It's not a Beis HaMerchatz. When we'll get to the halachas of Beis HaMerchatz, we'll see it's not. But in any case, Beis HaKiseh, it doesn't have a din of Beis HaKiseh, and a lot of Beis HaKiseh don't have showers in them anyway, right? But a shower lechora, if it doesn't have a bathtub, and even with a bathtub, could be not a Beis HaMerchatz. But for now, let's leave that off. That's a Beis HaKiseh like over here, right? Doesn't have any shower, doesn't have any bathtub, right? According to most poskim, it doesn't have a din of a Beis HaKiseh. There are poskim, though, hold that it's worse than a Beis HaKiseh Shel Parsoim. Beis HaKiseh Shel Parsoim, the Tzoa never was there. It immediately rolled away. But here, the tzoah is there until you flush the toilet. So it is there. It's then flushed. So that does have a dinner, basically. What difference does it make how long it stays there? The mice, it does stay there, right, an amount of time. Here, it immediately rolls away. So there are those that hold that our bathrooms are worse than a beis hakiseh shel parsoi, not better, and therefore they have a din of a beis hakiseh. But lemaisa, lahalacha, most posts can hold that at least b'shas hadchak, when you don't have another place to wash, you can wash in a bathroom. Maybe lechatchila you shouldn't. Okay, and others hold even lechatchila you can wash there. Okay, let's go on. Zov shiroa keri, v'nida shepolta shechvazera, v'hameshameshes shiroa sonida, tzrichim tzvila. Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Okay, we had this before brought down in the Gemara, this Mishnah, right? The halacha is like this. A person was a Zov. So Ziva doesn't need the tzvila for tzvila Ezra, right? Only a Balkari. Okay, so he was a Zov, and he was Tomei for 7 days. He was Tomei until he left Shiva Nekiyim, right? He's Tomei, going to the mikvah is not going to help. He needs Shiva Nekiyim, and then going to the mikvah will help. But otherwise won't help. So if he goes to the mikvah, it's not going to make him tar. And then, when he was a Zov, he also was a Balkari, became a Balkari. For Balkari, he needs to go to the mikvah for Tzvilas Ezra. But it's not going to help him to become tar. So, does he still have to go to the mikvah for Tzvilas Ezra, even though it's not going to make him tar, because that was the takana? Or no, since he's Tomei, to begin with, and the mikvah wouldn't have helped, and now he became a Balkari also, Tzvilas Ezra doesn't apply. So, Zav Shara Keri, the Nida Shapolta Shechvazera, a woman was a Nida. She, a Nida is Tomei 7 days, no matter what. She saw 1 minute, or she saw all 7 days, she's Tomei 7 days. She doesn't need Shiva Nekiyim. After 7 days, she goes to the mikvah and she's tar. But during the 7 days, there's no way in the world she could become tar. She's Tomei 7 days, that's it. So, the Maisa, she's a Nida, the mikvah won't help her. Okay, but now, she became like a Balkari. How does a woman become a Balkari? She had relations, right, before she became a Nida. Okay, and the Zera that goes into her, right, if it comes out within 3 days, after 3 days, it's considered Nisrach. It's already putrid. It doesn't have a Din of Shechva Zera anymore. And 3 days is just a generality. It's not exactly how many onos, how many periods of a day, but just to make it easier, we'll say 3 days. So anything that comes out of her body, any of the Zera that comes out of her body within 3 days of the having relations, so she becomes like a Balkari. Right? She now had Zera come out of her body. That is like a Balkari. And she would need Tvila before she could learn Torah or Davin, just like a Balkari. So now she, what's it called, but she's a Nida first. So the Tvila wouldn't have helped. And now, being a Poleta Shechva Zera, had she not been a Nida, she'd go to the mikveh and she'd be taller. But now, going to the mikveh is not going to help. But normally, she'd have to go to the mikveh before she could learn, or before she could daven, because she's a Poleta Shechva Zera. The Hamishameshes, Sharoa Sonida, the opposite case. A woman, what's it called, first had relations. Now, she could have gone to the mikveh and become taller, and Tzvilas Ezra applies to her. She can't learn or daven until she goes to the mikveh, because she had relations. But before she had a chance to go to the mikveh, she became a Nida. So now going to the mikveh is not going to help, because she's in the middle of being a Nida. So this is worst case, because here, lechatchila, she had the chiyuv to go to the mikveh, tzilas Ezra. Now, the chara was taken away from her because she became a Nida. The other case, to begin with, she didn't have a way of becoming tar. And then she became a Balkari, or the guy became a Balkari, or whatever. So in all the cases, Tzrichim Tzvila. Whether the Tumah that made it impossible to become Tar came before the Kari, or it came after the Kari, in every case, the Tanakhama holds, you have to still go to the Mikvah before you can learn and daven. That's Takonis Ezra. Has nothing to do with becoming Tahar. As long as you're a Balkari, you have to go. Or a woman, similar kind of case, a Balkari, you have to go to the mikveh. Rabbi Yehuda Poter. And Rabbi Yehuda says, in both situations, l'chora, right, you're Poter from Tzvila, since the Tzvila is not going to help anyway, right, whether you were a Tomei to begin with, and then became a Balkari, or you were Balkari to begin with, and then you became Tomei. In either case, what's it called? You're Potter from Tefillah. Okay. And we had a Shaila before, if Rabbi Yehuda says in all cases, you don't have to go to Tova, even in these cases. And he's only arguing on the Chachomim Lefi there, Deya, or Rabbi Yehuda only holds your Potter in these cases, but he holds a Tefillah says, that we had before. Okay, Rashi. Zog Shirokari, Afopi Shetome Tumashiva, even though a Zog is Tomei for 7 days, needs 7 Shiva Nikiyim. Mishum Ziva, the ain't Tvila Zumitara. So in this Tvila is not going to help. You can't go to the mikveh in the middle of the 7 Nikiyim and become tar. Afilo Hachi Tzarech Tvila, the very Torah, Ketach Ben Ezra. Still, he's going to have to go to the mikveh before he can learn, even though he's not going to become tar. But there's a special halacha of Tvila Ezra. Like we said, it's not new becoming tar. You can have Tisha Kabin, you can go into Mayim Shuvim. It doesn't make you tar either. It's just a tekana that we wanted you to be bothered before you learn, so you won't have relations that often, whatever. Mishum Keri, the Chenida in Baal Ispal Shmoneh Esrei. They bring a raya from here that you see that a Nida is allowed to daven. Shaila, whether what's it called, a Nida comes to shul, she can touch a Sefer Torah, if she can, what's it called, women who are Nidas don't daven, what's it called, from here you see that even though she's a Nida, she can go for Tfilas Ezra in order to be able to learn Torah or to daven. So Meikar Hadin, it's clear that a woman, when she's a Nida, can daven, she comes to shul, she does her Sefer Torah, and Sefer Torah is not Makabal Tuma, but there's Shailin Min Hagin that's brought down. Some places they had the minig that a woman, when she was a Nida, didn't daven, and didn't, what's it called, didn't touch her Sefer Torah, didn't come to a Beis HaKnesses. But Mitzad Hadin, you see from the Mishnah, that it's for sure okay. It's only a Shailin Minig, it's not a question of Din. Shepolta Shechlazera, Harayika Balkeri, a woman who, has an issue of shichva zera, right, from her body, that was deposited there by relations. That's what happened in Har Sinai. That's what we learned Tvila Sezer from, right? That's what they based it on. That 3 days they couldn't have relations, because what was the problem? That the Rabban Shem was afraid that within the 3 days they would be poleta shichva zera and they wouldn't be tar for a matan Torah. The entire 3 days, it's still considered shichva zera, and if it comes out of the body, it's metami. After 3 days, it's already putrid. The ain roy old lahazria, and it's not roy anymore to make conception, and therefore it's not considered shichva zera anymore. Lios old vlad notzer himeno. The Hachi Perusho, Nida, Shepolta, Atot, Tashmi, Shishimsha, Esmol, Kodim Shirasa, right? She had Bia, then she became a Nida, and now, after she became a Nida, the Shechva Zera came out of her body, that she was deposited the day before she became a Nida. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama says, makes no difference. She can be Tomei, the mikveh won't help her, but she still has to go to the mikveh before she can learn or daven. Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Kosolka Dai Techashta, Hoel the Tumas Ziva Kodemes, the Harihu Tomei, Tuma Hamura, the Eno Osar to the Divrei Torah, Kedamrin of the Pirkin, Hazovim, Bamitsoroi, Mutarim, Sulo Asit, Tumas Keri, the Kila of Osrolei. Now we think that Rabbi Yehuda's matter only the first case, where you resolve to begin with, and a Zov is allowed to learn Torah, even though he's more Tomei than a Balkari, because the Inyan is not Tuma. The Inyan is Kalis Rosh. A Balkari is Kalis Rosh. A Zav is a sickness. He got sick. So a person who's a Zav, who could learn Torah, and he's really Tomei, and now he became a Balkari, and the Nikvah is not going to take away the original Tuma, so the Balkari, what's it called, the Keri doesn't make a, it's as if it's what's it called, bottle. Because he's already real Tomei, this is not Moseth anything, and therefore you don't need to feel as Ezra. That's what they think in the beginning. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says, he boyelahu. Balkari shira ziva. Rabbi Yehuda ma. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold in the opposite case? Where first you were Balkari, and at that moment you couldn't learn or daven if you don't go to the mikveh. If everything had stayed that way. Right? Now you became a zav. So does the fact that you became a zav take away the chiyuv of tefillah for tefillah Ezra? Or no, since you were chayiv in Tefillas Ezra, even though you're a Zav now, and the Tefillah is not going to help at all, but it's the opposite case of what the Mishnah said. Right? The Mishnah said, first you were Zov, then you became Balkari. So you never became Chayiv in Tfilas Ezra. But how about where the opposite was true? You were a Balkari and Chayiv in Tfilas Ezra, then you became a Zov before you had a chance to go to the mikveh. Do you still have to go to the mikveh for Tfilas Ezra or not? Ki Potter Reb Yehuda Hasam B'Zov Shirah Kari. When does Reb Yehuda say a Zov who saw Kari as Potter Dimikor Alav Bar Tfilahu? Because in the beginning, he wasn't Chayiv Tvila, right? Aval Balkari Shirah Ziva, but a Balkari who then became a Zov, Dimikor Bar Tfilahu. Right? Originally, he was Chayiv Tvila, because he was only a Balkari. And then he became a Zov, Mechayiv. So therefore, you remain Chayiv, even though you're a Zov. Oh, Dilma, Lo Shnor, maybe not, since right now, going to the mikveh is not going to help, because you're still a Zov, right? Doesn't make a difference if you were a Zov to begin with, or a Balkari to begin with, Rabbi Yehuda holds your potter. Toshma, so the Gemara says, let's bring a raya from the Mishnah itself. Hamishameshes, V'roa Sonida, Tzricha Tvila, a woman who had relations, and if nothing had changed, you'd have to go to the mikveh for Tzilas Ezra. Because having relations already, she's considered like a Balkari. Okay? And then she became a Nida. It's mamish the case of Balkari, Shiroa, Ziva. Right? First you were Balkari, then you became a Zav. First you were Mishameshes, then you were, what's it called, Rosa Nida. So the Tanakama holds Sricha Tvila. She has to be told. Because the Tanakama holds even the opposite way. You need Tvila. Rabbi Yehuda Potter. And Rabbi Yehuda says you're Potter. The Homishameshes for Rosa Nida, to Balkari, Shiroa, Ziva, Damya. The Kopotter of Yehuda. Clear. Right? The case of Mishaneshes, and then she became a Nida, is exactly the same case as a Balkari who became a Zav. And still it says Beferish, Rabbi Yehuda is Potter. Shma Minah, so it's clear proof that Rabbi Yehuda says you're Potter, even in a case where originally you were Chayiv Tfilas Ezra, and then you became more Tani. Tani Reb Chiya Behedya, Reb Chiya has a Brice that says it openly. You don't need any Diyukim. Balkari, Shiroa, Ziva, Tzorich, Tvila, Rabbi Yehuda, Poter. Tanakama holds a Balkari who became a Zav, right? Kalvachomer needs Tvila, because he holds even if you were a Zav and became a Balkari, the Tanakama holds. But Rabbi Yehuda, even in that case, holds your Poter. Rashi, Labar Tvilahu, the Divrei Torah. Doesn't mean you don't have to go to the mikveh. You have to go to the mikveh and become Torah eventually. But it means Ladabi Tvilas Ezri's Labar Tvilahu. Even though his tumah is more serious, and it's not going to be taken away from just going to the mikveh, right? The sulo osi keri umatzrichle. Since the tumah is chamura, it's not going to go away. The keri does not add anything, and you don't have to have tefilas ezra. Okay. Just one more thing over here, and then we'll all of these halachas of not being able to say what's it called to daven or to learn in a beis hamerchutz and a beis hakise keneged soa or whatever, the Hasidus had a shita. This was one of the things that the Groa and Reb Chaim Volozhiner objected to. They went to an extreme of this idea that the Rabban Shalom mole kol aretz kavodo. The Rabban Shalom was everywhere. And everything is an emanation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, what's it called? Everything has Kedusha, everything has Elokus, right? If you take that to the extreme, then these halachas make no sense, right? Why should Tzoa prohibit you from saying Divrei Torah? The Ribbono Shel Olam is in the Tzoa too. Everything is Divar Hashem. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? The whole world is godliness. So if you take that to the extreme, then all these halachas make no sense. So the Sfarim make it clear, and if Chaim speaks whatever, that in a chanami, legabi the emes lamito, everything is an expression of the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything exists because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it to exist, the Ribbono Shel Olam is connected to everything, and everything is an expression of godliness. But that's legabi the emes lamito from the Ribbono Shel Olam standpoint. That's what we say, mole chol aretz kavodo. But mitzideinu, we say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam is separated from the world, right? And Aye Mekom Kavodo. Where is the Ribbono Shel Olam's, what's it called, place? He has a place. It's not everywhere. Right? With that machshava has to be what it says, Rotzo B'Shov. On the one hand, I know Emes Lamito, the Ribbono Shel Olam is everywhere, and everything emanates from him, and nothing exists without him, and everything is godly. At the same time, how we as human beings have to function is Aye Mekom Kavodo, not Molei Chol Aretz Kavodo, Kadosh Hashem. And there's a world, and there's Gashmias, and it exists, and I exist, and the Ein Od Milvado is the Emes Lamito, and the practical way of having to exist is that I'm here, and things are here, and I have to deal with them. And therefore, from our standpoint, there are things that are Kodesh, and things that are Chol, and things that are Tameh, and things that are Tohar, and things that that are putrid that you can't daven. And you don't say that the Rabban Shem is there, even though it's Soa, even though it's a Beis HaKiseh. It's true. But from our standpoint, we can't relate to it like that. We have to relate to it as we see it. And therefore, there are things in this world, and therefore the Rabban Shem said that because, from your standpoint, these things are putrid things, it will be a Chil Hashem to daven or whatever when you're involved with things that are putrid. So from your standpoint, these are the halachas. From my standpoint, from what the Emes Lamito is, true. But then Hasidus leads to other things too, this problem, right? And therefore, even the Sifrei Hasidus make it a point to say that we never meant, you know, to take away these halachas or whatever, or to take it to the extreme. But another thing is that, therefore, it's no, even Rishoyim, even what's it called, people that are far from Torah, but Lamaisa, everything is Ratzon Hashem, and everything is godly, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if you're amongst Rishoyim, and you try to be Makar of them. So again, all of that is nice and right, but if you take it to the extreme, then you end up living amongst Rishoyim, and not seeing the difference between Rishoyim and Tzaddikim, and it's a big, big problem. And sometimes in various Hasidus, that becomes a problem based on this, that people are interested in being makarid in situations where it's dangerous for them, right? And they go off to the extreme based on this concept of the Ribbono Shel Olam is molei chol haaretz kevoldo, of whatever. This was the major, one of the major points of argument between the early Hasidus and the Groa, whatever, this concept of Tzimtzum, of how the Ribbono Shel Olam exactly is in the world, yet he's not in the world because he's the whole world. So how to look at that in a practical way had practical hashlachot, implications that, if they were distorted, could lead to very, very non-halachic things. So that's the end. Hadron lech mishameso, hadron lech mishameso, hadron lech mishameso. Thank you.